All right, joining us now, he is the, I got it right here, Director of Rules and Competition for the CGA. Rusty Harder joins us. Rusty, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Man, we're doing awesome. We got a big event coming up at River Run Golf and Country Club in a couple weeks at Davidson, the 57th North Carolina Amateur Championship. Good stuff going on.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're very fortunate to come back to River Run. We've had this will be our ninth CGA championship there at River Run. We had the 2000 North Carolina Amateur there, and most recently our Carolina Senior Four Ball Championship there in 2014.
Now, how does River Run set up differently for the Carolina AM than, say, they did when they hosted the Web.com Tour and that last year without the Chiquita?
Yeah, so, from the tips, they play about 7,300 yards, and we won't play all the way back any day of the championship. Our scorecard yardage will be about 7,220, and, number nine, we won't play all the way back with those three distinct tiers on that green. I think hitting a long iron into there would be pretty difficult for some of our guys. And number 16, I don't think we'll use the back tee any day with that elevated green and such a long shot into that elevated green. I don't think we'll do that. But, we'll use the rest of the golf course, and, it'll certainly be a great test for all of our guys.
Yeah, when you look at those changes and the discrepancy or the difference between a top amateur tournament and a developmental or professional tournament, do you make the changes in distance more on, like, par threes to keep them a more reasonable, familiar iron, or do you do it by shortening some of the par fives maybe?
Well, honestly, shortening the par fives would lead to, the first thing we want to do is get everyone around the course the first 2 days. We'll have 144 players on the golf course. So certainly the par threes the first 2 days, we may shorten them up just a little bit. But the par fives, we'll typically always play back so that we don't have backups of players trying to go for them in two, where, in the web.com event, I'm sure every one of those par fives, the guys are trying to reach in two. And our guys, certainly some of them will try to reach all of them in two, but we'll probably move a couple of par fives up on the weekend to give some people risk reward for a two-shot hole.
Rusty, we've already seen, and it's just weird. We keep seeing some, and I'm going to call them interesting rules situations that keep popping up. We know Lexi Thompson this year. We know Dustin Johnson last year at the U.S. Open. I mean, you guys are on a more of a local level. The Carolinas, in North and South Carolina. How do you guys handle rules situations in an event like this? I mean, how many people do you have out on the course? I mean, are there people following specific groups? Kind of give us a feel for how you guys handle rules situations in an event like this.
So, with such a huge field, we'll have players on the golf course all day on Thursday and Friday. And, we'll have five or six of our rules officials that come in, volunteer their time and effort. So they'll be on the golf course, but, they can only see two or three holes at one time. So, golf's a game of integrity, and we rely on the players to basically play by the rules. And if anything comes up, they know they can find us on the golf course. We have flags on our golf carts. Call us over. We can try to answer any questions they may have. But we're not like the web.com event where they may have, an official with every group or seeing every group. We, we're spread kind of thin. But, we rely on the players to bring anything to our attention, and we go from there.
We're talking to Rusty Harder, the Director of Rules and Competition for the CGA, getting ready for the Carolina AM up at River Run. And, Rusty, I'm curious about, getting out there and either coming out as a spectator do you still have a need for volunteers, people to come help out? How can our listeners, get involved and support this event?
Certainly. Well, it's the North Carolina Amateur Championship there. It's at River Run, and we're always looking for volunteers. We want to do live scoring with the leaders, stuff like that. We'll do four hole scoring all 4 days of the championship. So if anyone is interested, would like to come out, they can go to our website, carolinasgolf.org. They can contact me. My email is on there, and we'd love to have them out to see what our top amateur golf championship in North Carolina is all about. And anyone who is interested, please go to carolinasgolf.org, and we'd love to have anyone who's passionate about the game of golf.
Yeah, and if we can't make it out and we're going to follow online or whatever, who should we be looking at? Are there up-and-coming AMs in the area that we need to know about, names that we might be familiar from playing high school golf around the area? Are there people we should be paying attention to?
Certainly. Our defending champion, Nicholas Lyerly, he's from Salisbury, so relatively close there to Charlotte, but he won last year, and he's our two-time junior golfer of the year. So he's a top player. I think he's going to UNC Greensboro in the fall. So he's certainly a player to watch. Kevin O'Connell, who he was professional. He's gotten his amateur status back now. He's playing in U.S. Open sectional qualifying on Monday, but he's another name to watch. He finished top 15 last year. And from Greensboro, Justin Tereshko, he's the Guilford College golf coach. He's been runner-up the last 2 years, lost by a shot 2 years ago, lost by two shots last year, but finished second place the last 2 years. So certainly those three guys, I'll expect to see them in the final couple of groups on Sunday.
Yeah, how many past champions do you have in the field this time around?
I think we have two. I'm not 100% sure on that, but two past champions. And also in the Charlotte area, you know, there are a couple guys. David Gies, he played on our USGA Men's State Team Championship. He's another name to watch. And Joe Jaspers, who's won the Charlotte City Amateur several times. He'll be in the field as well.
How about Mr. Simpson?
You know, Paul, he's kind of on that senior circuit now. He's been he's been winning all of our North Carolina Senior Championships. He's won the North Carolina Senior this year and the Carolina Super Senior Championship already, but he will not be in the field this year, unfortunately.
Man, I wanted to see him take on the young bucks. I mean, it's always fun. I mean, Paul's got some incredible game. It's always fun to see him take on the younger guys and show him a thing or two, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish he was in the field. You know, he played a couple years ago in our Carolina's Amateur, and on the last day he turned 64. And he made the turn on the back nine in 31, and we were hoping he'd shoot 64 and win, shoot his age and win the tournament. But I think he shot like 67, ended up in the top 10. But still, just a couple years ago, he can still hang with these young guys, no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, speaking of old dudes, do you have some older guys in the field that, you know, those of us who are also near old guys could be cheering for?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Greg Earnhardt, he's our two-time defending North Carolina mid-amateur champion. He's in the field. So he's certainly a someone to watch. And again, Joe Jaspers, who I believe is in his 40s, would be another good name as well. Who you know, who we call the working class guys who are still playing with these young college kids.
Well, Rusty, I plan on being out there. I'm going to be out there broadcasting from River Run on Saturday, June 17th. So certainly swing by and say hello to me, and maybe we'll get you on the air again, and we'll talk a little bit more and see how things are shaking out. Just kind of give our listeners a feel for, you know, generally, you know, these guys are shooting under par. These guys got a lot of game. I mean, you know, where does the scoring kind of fall? Where does the cut usually fall? And where's the champion, you know, usually fall score-wise relative to par?
Yeah, so the last 2 years, the winning score has been 10 under par on similar distance golf courses, similar putting green surfaces. So I would expect the leader to be anywhere, or the winner to be anywhere from 8 to 10 under, assuming that we have good weather. And, you know, the cut's always going to be around 4 over, 5 over, something like that. So, you know, if you come out and you can shoot 2 over 2 days in a row, you'll make the cut and be able to play on the weekend. But, you know, all of the players that are in the field for the North Carolina Amateur, they're the best golfers. They've earned a spot. They've had to qualify, go through qualifying to get there. So they're the best golfers in the state of North Carolina. That'll be at River Run next weekend.
All right. Well, Rusty, man, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to having you all out in Davidson for the North Carolina Amateur Championship, and I'll see you out there.
Great, guys. We look forward to seeing you all next weekend.
Thanks a lot.